Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Jeff Bounds, a strategic advisor and executive coach. Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. I appreciate you having me on today.
Well, thanks for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I've been in the sales and marketing space for the past 26 years and have worked in multiple verticals such as automotive, entertainment, financial services, and in the commercial real estate industry. And most recently, I was actually working hand in hand with Grant Cardone, helping him build out his award-winning sales platform down in Miami. And most recently, I have opened up Jeff Bounds International, which is a strategic advisor, consultative executive coach firm that really is out in the marketplace working with business and entrepreneurs to help them streamline their performance and help them reach their boundless potential.
Wow. How long did it take you to build that?
You know, it's an interesting question. You know, it's something that, you know, it's over the journey of the 26 years, and it's a target that I've had for quite some time. And, you know, I'm a believer that anything that you do in life, there's certain, you know, milestones that you have to meet. And there's certain aspects in your journey to get you prepared for what your end goal and your vision is. So, you know, I came up with this vision about 10 years ago. And, you know, along the way, you know, it's always interesting when you go out and you start your own venture. There's a lot of companies out there that will reach out, and you end up continually going back and back into the corporate world and getting engaged, because when you're an individual that can come in and be a change agent for an organization, help them be able to streamline, especially in their sales operations, you tend to have a lot of people knocking on your door. But this was the time for me. For me to go out and really provide my services on a wide scale and be able to do what my dream has been. So I'm super thankful for that. And really 2020 has been the catalyst for it, because when everything, you know, pivoted in March, all of a sudden my dream and everything that I had charted out got pushed, you know, future forward. Mm-hmm. And I was able to really go out and start assisting a lot of organizations that found like that they were in a point that they had to pivot and they didn't really know what that looked like.
So that, I mean, that really brings to the main topic is remote employment. Is that something you personally have been dealing with for basically with your customers, helping them with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something right now that's front and center without a doubt. And you know, I have a lot of experience with it. The majority of my experience has been in the SaaS space. So companies in that arena have been, you know, maintaining remote workforces now for, let's just say, the past 8 or 10 years. So those companies have been very successful with it and being able to scale their business. But I find that in more of the traditional sectors, it was definitely something that was very uncommon, not only within the C-suite, but also with, you know, VP of sales and sales directors and understanding what the dynamics look like to be able to effectively manage a remote sales team. So yes, without a doubt, people are looking for strategies, they're looking for tactics, and they're looking for the you know, appropriate KPIs to focus on to make sure that that's as seamless and fluid as possible.
Interesting. So what do you think is the future of remote employment? Now that it appears to be here to stay, what do you think the future of it is going to be?
Yeah, well, if you look at big tech right now and you look at a lot of things that are going on in the marketplace, you know, companies like Microsoft and Google a while back had already told their staffs that they would be going remote until 2021. And I think a lot of companies today that have morphed through this, you know, since March or April, and they're starting to see the success behind it, I think they're going to adopt it. I don't think we're going back to the traditional workforce and the brick and mortar that we've been used to seeing in the past. This is definitely something that's going to be here to stay. And I think it's also going to help a lot of organizations, a lot of entrepreneurs, and a lot of consultants like myself really be able to streamline and scale their businesses in a way that they never have before.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think, I do think there'll be somewhat of a hybrid model for a lot of companies when we go back, because people still want that one-on-one. But I think the one thing we've talked about is for companies, you know, people like yourself, the ability to do your job without having to get on an airplane on a regular basis is a huge advantage, I think.
Absolutely. And then speaking of a hybrid model, it's very interesting that you bring that up, because the majority of what I do is through sales ops, sales organizations, and helping them really find the way to get them to the next level. And what many companies have tried to do in the past, and unfortunately haven't done a very good job with it, is even if they had started off with remote workforces, their vision was to bring it internal through like a call center or SDR type of model. And I've always been a big believer that if you do develop a hybrid model, with the hybrid aspect being the call center internally, wherever the corporate headquarters is, and then being able to scale out and staff out your sales team based on region, that's really, from what I've seen, like the perfect recipe for success and, you know, building a high performance sales team.
Yeah, so it's actually remote, but also combined with distributed would be the best word to describe.
Correct.
Yeah. So tell us what you do. Who's your typical customer? What services do you offer them? All those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So I focus on high performers, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, CEOs, people in the C-suite that are in a position right now where they feel like they're stuck, and they're really trying to elevate their knowledge on leadership and emotional intelligence and creating a good culture inside of the organization. And also organizations that are trying to streamline and scale out, you know, their sales operations. You know, since COVID hit and really pre-COVID, the one common denominator that I see is that companies now need to realize that their leadership really are coaches, right? So the whole positional leadership, mid-level management and things of that sort, they were managing the metrics, they were managing to strategies or whatever, you know, the shareholders or their private equity firm was demanding, but they didn't understand how to grow and adapt and understand the new wave of employees that we have in the marketplace. And they need to be groomed, they need to be coached, and they need to have a vision moving forward. And I think for the longest amount of time, you know, sales training in general or just growth inside of organizations has been very stagnant, because it's kind of gone back to that whole mentality of, okay, when you come inside of an organization, you've been in that vertical for a while, you understand the space, maybe you've worked a territory and maybe you haven't. We're going to have the big sales kickoff and then we're going to send you to market and hope you hit your quarterly goal. So now they're realizing that again. I mean, there's so many things happening there, both on a mental level and then just in, you know, a lot of uncertainty. So employees are coming into the marketplace. You know, a lot of statistics are out there saying that because of disengaged employees, it's costing companies close to $500 million a year. So in making sure that you protect your human capital and make sure that they're optimized to be able to perform at the highest level is something that's essential today.
Very interesting. So, I mean, the we've talked about the pandemic and it forced everyone to go remote in mid-March. I assume you're a solopreneur, is that correct?
Yes.
So how big of an effect did that have on you other than the ability to not have to travel?
Yeah, honestly, for me, it wasn't something that was new because, you know, I've been doing it for quite some time and I'm very comfortable with it. I guess one of my strongholds is I'm a very, very good communicator. So I also work with a lot of organizations around communication. I work with them on executive presence. I work with them on how to effectively hold a Zoom meeting, webinars, and being able to put the things together that, you know, before, you know, that maybe their sales team wasn't prepared for, because like you and I were riffing about a little bit before we jumped on this meeting today, you know, salespeople love the face-to-face interaction. So, you know, listen, at the end of the day, what we're doing right now, we're doing face-to-face. So it's just understanding how to like implement that dynamic. And for most people, they're very reluctant to change. And they don't realize that once they're able to get over the barrier, they start to see, wow, this isn't as bad as what I thought it was. And then once they're able to master it, you know, it really helps them to streamline their performance as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's because I've been doing it for over 10 years also. And it wasn't a big deal. I don't know if you felt the same way, but when COVID first hit and everybody went on to Zoom, I felt like I was technical support for Zoom for a while. I was helping everybody learn Zoom. Were you?
Yes. I mean, not only just in the workforce, but, you know, in my family, my network of friends and everybody else, like, how do you do this thing? And, you know, I remember using this back when it was, you know, WebEx and other meetings out there that were doing, you know, virtual. So it's kind of amazing if you think about it. Sometimes we kind of live, you know, in a tunnel in regard to what's going on and what's happening in the marketplace. But I was actually, frankly, shocked to understand that much of the marketplace really wasn't aware of the leverage of the virtual aspect. So, yeah, very interesting.
And speaking of that, just a side note, how many of your friends and family thought that having a virtual background was just the coolest thing?
Yeah. You know, it's been a lifesaver for many people because, again, you know, it all changed overnight. And unfortunately, Some employees inside of organizations don't have, you know, the ideal, you know, office setup or whatever to look professional in a web meeting. So the green screen started coming out and all the virtual media, all the virtual backgrounds started to become very popular. And, you know, I watched the rise of the Zoom stock in the marketplace.
Yeah. So finally, there's companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products. You work with companies of all sizes. So how important do you think that's going to be going forward for SaaS companies who have already really adopted that model, but other companies that haven't quite adopted it yet, the ability to trust someone in a different city, in a different country to handle their software development needs?
I mean, I think it's essential. I think that is the definition of a progressive organization. I mean, no matter where you are in the world, if you're bringing expertise to an organization, you know, when I'm consulting or I'm having a conversation, it's like, you know, who can I, you know, plug in today that's going to be able to move this forward? But I think in agencies like yours and others, and, you know, wherever they are in the world, because of what we're used to today, maybe before companies would have been hesitant in regards to like plugging you in, but now it's become commonplace. So, you know, it just creates a lot more opportunities for a lot of organizations that before maybe wouldn't be front and center. And then also staffing it out, because before it was quite costly to be able to have a team, you know, traveling, you know, worldwide, nationwide, to be able to go out and offer your services, and being able to do it from the comfort of your office or from your home is literally game changing.
It is. And it's, I think it's, I mean, we really do similar things. You just have a different level of a different technical experience, right? Or technical expertise than we do, right? It's a similar thing. And I think more and more companies are actually getting used to it and actually like the model, because it's actually more effective and they can grow faster, to be honest with you. You know, if you needed to hire 5 people for a job, for a project, that could take 5 or 6 months.
Absolutely. And you know, there was some things that, you know, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal just in regard to people in other countries right now being able to have that opportunity that maybe they hadn't had in the past. Maybe they don't have the permission or the appropriate credentials to come over to the United States and be able to get involved in the work. And now we can leverage them worldwide. So I think it's not only something that's fantastic for the United States, but it's really being able to assist people all over the world and really bringing out the creative genius of so many people in this world today that maybe before, again, wouldn't have had the opportunity, you know, previously.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been fascinating talking to you, and good luck. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, likewise. Appreciate it, Mark. And again, appreciate you taking the time today.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.